Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. George and Alan, must watch with George and Alan. Oh man, brought to you. I'm here in the studio. Alan is on the phone. Alan, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
That cut out quickly. Anyway, yeah, no, good to be chatting again. Another week of, I hate to bring it up, but coronavirus news. And how have you been going?
Let's talk about something else.
Well, sure thing.
No.
I mean, what else can we talk about then? There is nothing else.
Jeez. Look, mate, I hope you've been doing all right. I've been hanging in there, doing my part, staying at home.
Mm. Yeah, well, same for the most part. I've ventured out a couple of times, but mostly, just sat in front of this very computer. I mean, geez.
Are you gaining a lot of weight?
No, I don't tend to do that even if I try. So I haven't weighed myself in a while. That's a worrying thought. I don't want to gain weight because of coronavirus. What about you? How's your health been, Alan?
Good. But I am missing going to the gym. We're not allowed to gather even more than two people now. So
yeah, well, that was just announced, right?
Do you want to go jogging with me?
No.
Okay.
Hope that's okay.
That's all right. We'll keep it professional. We're podcasters. Mm-hmm. We're not friends. That's fine.
Well, we're podcasters, not joggers, to be honest.
Yeah, we're not professional joggers.
So what have we got coming up in the show this week?
Listen, I think one essential service that we can't do without is solving mysteries. And
100%.
I think we should get to the bottom of another mystery, one that's sort of been in the news a little bit. Did you want to get right into that?
Let's just jump into it. It's time to start the jingle. That's Must Solve for listeners that haven't listened before. So, Alan, what mystery are you solving today?
Well, I think something on the old internet, it was about Shakespeare. And he wrote King Lear when he was in quarantine. Did you see this?
I did not see this, no.
Oh, well, it made everyone feel bad. Because everyone's just making like little TikTok videos,
mm-hmm.
and some people aren't producing anything. They're not, they're just trying to get through it. They're not being creative at all, And
right.
You got this person online saying, "Hey, guess what? Shakespeare wrote King Lear when he was in quarantine
for the plague."
Yeah, during the bubonic plague.
Jeez, yeah, right, okay.
So. It's always been a mystery, though, about who actually wrote Shakespeare's plays.
Right, they say he was just stealing from someone else, right? Or that Shakespeare didn't actually exist.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different theories. So who are some of the people that you've heard might have written Shakespeare?
Right, so the main one that I've heard is that it's some kind of nobleman or someone in the upper classes who kind of posed as a commoner. But actually, he was the one that was writing it the whole time. I don't remember the name that was given forward, but I do remember that kind of context.
Yeah, that was the Earl of Oxford.
Right. Okay.
You've heard of Marlowe as well?
I can't say I have, actually. That's a bit embarrassing, but no, I can't say I have.
Well, here's another playwright who died before a few of Shakespeare's plays, but some people say, he faked his own death and he kept writing.
But why do that? What's the motive there?
Well, why wouldn't you? I don't know. That's a great question. But that's right. Not what we're trying to get to the bottom of on this episode. We're trying to work out King Lear. Did he actually write it during quarantine?
Right.
Was it somebody else? Well, I've uncovered new evidence. Evidence that really should have been uncovered a long time ago.
Right.
Because have you ever read King Lear?
I mean, I've had to do a lot of Shakespeare stuff with school, but I feel like King Lear wasn't one of those.
Yeah, well, it's not a page turner.
No, okay.
But what I did was I turned the pages and I got to the end of it, and there is a post-credits scene.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, no, it'd be the post-credits scene.
Right. Okay.
And it just basically explains the whole thing. It explains where Shakespeare.
Hello? Where Shakespeare what? What was that, Alan?
Oh, where Shakespeare got all his ideas from.
Oh, right, okay.
It's all.
Okay, well, can we hear it?
Okay, I don't know if anyone can hear anything, but...
No. We can hear you. So it's a post-credit scene that basically clears everything up.
Yep. So okay. Basically, the bubonic plague was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we know Shakespeare was an actor, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's how you know that he didn't write any of the stuff, because actors can't write good screenplays.
Famously, yeah.
Yeah, Matt Damon. The only ones who can are Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. Yeah. And I think no one's really trying to compare Shakespeare to the talent of those two.
Mm-hmm.
So basically... what you got in the Elizabethan age, there was this bubonic plague, mm-hmm. and there were no jobs, and he's an out of work actor, and so he's looking for a job. His only options were a food delivery service,
okay,
and of course hairdresser, and he couldn't get that.
Okay,
didn't have the qualifications, so okay. He went.
He didn't have qualifications for food delivery. Oh, right, for hairdressing. Okay.
No, he didn't. It wasn't a barber. But what he did was he joined the equivalent of Deliveroo.
Oh, okay. In what was it called back then?
Elizabethan age. It was called Elizaroo.
Oh, okay, right, yeah. Yeah, interesting, yeah. Right.
So he gets an order, right, for Francis Bacon. And Francis Bacon asks for some fried peacock.
Right. Okay. So that's what he wants.
You can see where this is going, right?
Yeah.
Shakespeare, he gets the order wrong. He turns up thinking that the guy's name is Francis Peacock, and he's got a bunch of bacon for him.
You're kidding.
You can't make it up.
No, you really can't.
Basically, Francis Bacon's going nuts. And wouldn't you know it, he's been working on this screenplay, called King Lear.
Uh-huh.
And he throws this manuscript at Shakespeare in a rage.
Oh, okay.
And Shakespeare grabs that, and he thinks, oh, this is pretty good, and he crosses out the name. He uses a pencil. He crosses out the name.
Okay. Okay. He just crosses it out. He doesn't make it so you can't see it. He just crosses it out with one line.
Yeah, crosses it out with a pencil.
Okay.
And we don't know what kind of a pencil he used. 2B or not 2B? We don't know. But that's a question for another day.
Okay.
But he's put his own name on King Lear.
Right.
And that's how he wrote it. And then, of course, he went delivering food to other greats like Marlowe, like the Earl of Oxford. And he just kept nicking their plays. And that's how he got all his ideas.
Right. So, I mean, you've definitely solved this, I have to say. I feel like this is irrefutable evidence. Where did you find this out?
In the post-credits scene...
So you're the first person to find this. No one else has got to the end of King Lear. Because it's so boring.
No, that's the thing. People just, they walk out.
Yeah,
they
right.
think, oh, that was pretty good. And off they go.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, I think you've definitely solved it. and it's a good addition to the Pantheon must solve, you know, segments.
Oh, I hope so. I hope the listeners learned as much as I did.
Well, so what else do we have in this podcast? We actually have a guest coming on, but we're, for the first time ever, we're doing the guest a little bit later on. We'll probably connect them soon. But, you know, we do have Harry Jun, comedian and teacher, coming on the show.
Yeah, it'd be great to hear from a teacher, you know.
From a teacher, yeah, well, he's on the front lines. Like you said earlier, he is properly on the front lines of coronavirus, isn't he?
He's in the trenches.
Oh, yeah. He's very... You wouldn't agree?
Sorry, you cut out there.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, buddy. Yeah, no. I mean, I feel like he's quite like, you know, it's probable that he would get it, don't you think? Like, you know, all these kids, you know, they basically eat germs getting sick.
Yeah, he might, but he's not sick as far as I know. So I think maybe he's an asymptomatic carrier.
That's true. Hey, I mean, there's a good thing we're calling him and not all in the studio together. We could be getting it.
Yeah, he's in a precarious position, and I want to check in on him and see if he's doing all right.
Okay, well, maybe we'll connect with him now. How does that sound?
Sounds good to me, mate.
All right, let's give Harry Jun a call. Here we go. Just selecting his name and ringing. Okay. Oh, is he coming on? Just still ringing. It's just silent this time, Alan. Don't worry about it.
No, that's dead air is good.
Oh, thing. Harry, are you there? Hello.
Can you hear me?
There he is. Oh, he's on video chat. There we go.
Turn off your video, mate.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's an audio medium. Okay.
All right.
What an introduction. Okay. There he is.
How's it going?
Yeah, good. How have you been? Haven't seen you in a little while. You've been staying at home, staying safe, or you've been down at work still?
I'm working. I'm a high school teacher. As Scotty's kept them open.
Yeah.
From marketing. Good marketing move.
Yeah, well, have you... We wanted to know, have you been showing any symptoms, Harry? Have you caught anything from these kids?
Oh, no, just like around a bit hot, dry cough, nothing, you know.
Oh, dear.
No mucus, which I've been told, like phlegm, right?
Well.
Whatever, means I've got a flu.
I've heard that a dry cough is the bad one. I don't know.
Can I tell you guys? Something? Can I tell you a new symptom?
Go on.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, I've read that you lose your sense of smell.
Oh, I read that as well.
What?
Yeah.
That explains so much, guys.
Why? What's been happening to you?
That explains why you can't smell anything, you idiot.
Yeah, it's just, at first I kept smelling toast.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's good.
And then smelling nothing.
No, you can smell toast because you're having a stroke, so that's good.
Okay, thank goodness.
No virus.
Yeah, right. I mean, and also, have you noticed any kids in your class having any symptoms? Is there anyone in your class who should be worried about?
Well, we've had the... we had it early on in the year where the kids had to self-isolate for 2 weeks if they'd been overseas because we had a bunch of kids from China.
Oh, yeah.
And but in terms of if I see symptoms and shit, like I, you know, like, do you remember the trundle wheels in high school?
Oh, wait, what? The, is
like
that the thing to measure?
Like they have a wheel on the end of a stick. And it clicks.
Yeah, I remember. Oh my, yeah, I remember that.
I use that shit in the classroom. Like, I'll space everyone apart.
Yeah, nice. That's smart. 1.5 meters, right?
Oh, I go like 2.5. I'm a bit generous.
Yeah, right. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, so what do you think, your school will be shut down eventually? Are you prepping for online work?
Yeah, we're going online. Like, a lot of schools are being told to prepare for online learning. Different schools are going about different ways. Like, I heard in some schools they're doing kind of shift work basis. So some teachers are going in and some teachers are staying at home and they're swapping over.
Mm-hmm.
Other schools are just they're just having a core group of, like, teachers who don't mind staying there and everyone else is working from home. But essentially the idea is however many students you have at your school, they're going to be doing the same work as the kids that are doing work online.
Okay.
So whoever you have, like, in quotes, teaching them, they're just supervising. Like, all they have to do is, like, nah, shut up. Just, no, do it on the computer. Do it on the computer.
To make sure there's no discrepancy in learning, I suppose.
Yeah, it's essentially the most equitable and equal way, like, for everyone to be learning the same shit instead of giving different learning experiences for people who don't want to go to school versus people who are going to school.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, you know, it's all crazy. I saw that. I saw today that, well, just a few minutes ago, that we can't have more than 2 people in a public gathering. So if we were actually recording this in the studio, we would be committing a crime.
Yeah, $1,000 fine, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know,
which that
for me it is. I've lost my job because of all this. It's a lot of money.
Should you lose your job? Oh, fuck. Dude.
I was in the Centrelink line last week for 3 hours.
Did you actually line up, mate?
I had to because you go on the website and it says you need a customer number, and then it says the only way to get that is on the phone or in the place. And I called the number and it's like, you don't have a customer reference number, go to the place. And it hung up on me. So I went to the place.
Yeah.
Super annoying.
That sucked.
Anyway.
That's why I'm not, like, I don't complain about me going into work and shit. Like, I think it's, I mean, it's a matter of public health, but at the same time, at least I have a job.
Yeah,
you know, I'm trying to do my best, you know?
I saw like a graph of the US and it had people who have claimed for job seeker in the US. And it had like a little hump for the GFC of like 500,000. And it's gone up, and then the graph goes up to 3.8 million in the past week. Like, it's so much bigger than the GFC, it's ridiculous. You know?
Yeah, we're going to feel this one for a while, hey? Like,
yeah, it's not just, yeah, definitely.
People are saying, like, 6 to 12 months till we can go outside. It's like, yeah, but do you remember the depression?
Yeah, yeah. With what money? Yeah, 100%. Anyway, I think it's time to cancel some stuff. How do you guys feel?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, let's hear the quite frankly world famous jingle. We just lined it up here. Here we go. It is world famous. Okay, so I think I'm going to kick it off, if that's all right. So, basically what I want to cancel is, obviously there's been this, I'm sorry to say this is coronavirus related, because I haven't left the house and it's the only thing I've been reading about. So basically, it's about, you know, everyone's saying this is only affecting elderly people. It's a bunch of experts saying, oh no, young people have to be worried as well. You know what I mean? And then, I just feel like as soon as, like, I feel like one 21-year-old died in the US and it was world news. And it's like, I just feel like they're semi rubbing it in young people's face. Like, look, you know, you do have to worry about this. No. Ha ha. And I feel like, hey, shut up. I don't want to worry about it because I'm 23. Okay. How about you shut your mouth and stop getting me all worried about this? You're cancelled and I will talk to you I will talk about you on our poorly listened to podcast if you're not careful. Okay?
Well, what are you cancelling? You're cancelling, like, facts?
Or no. I'm saying they're, every time a young person dies, they're blowing up the fact that it happened. You know, if, you know, look. If we reported every time...
We should just forget. Like, we shouldn't.
I feel like if we... If we gave every single person that died equal treatment, there'd be a lot of old people on the Sydney Morning Herald live feed, okay? Right? Not some 21-year-old from Iowa, okay?
How could you report on that?
I wouldn't, because there's thousands of people dying.
You'd be like, no, bury that. No.
Wait a minute, Harry. There's thousands of people dying every day. It's a tragedy, but also... Why does one person's get in the Sydney Morning Herald newsfeed and the 900 old people in Italy don't?
I definitely see your side of it. I just think it's really funny that you're like, come on, I'm young.
No. What I'm saying is, why did that one 21-year-old get such great, you know, big, blown up in the press? And then there's like a little note at the end that says 900 people died in Italy.
Yeah. We should focus on... Yeah. I mean, it's the whole... The tough thing, it's like the trolley cart. Have you heard this meme thrown around?
Not really.
Well, it's like the trolley cart. There's this meme I saw on the internet. The trolley cart moral dilemma. You know that how it's like a trolley's going down a train track and it has two choices. You can either kill...
Oh, yeah.
Like... A track with one or a track with five people tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like for Australia, it's like Scotty from marketing, he's more worried about saving the trolley. Like he's just making sure that it's not damaged.
Right.
It's going to be fine. Whereas it's a, you know, people are, you know, like 900 people died. Yeah. But one 21-year-old also died.
Okay.
They're both deaths.
Yeah.
I feel like you're the guy that would... You think the 900 deaths definitely is worth more of a news story than one person, one 21-year-old.
Yeah. I feel like who would argue with that? But I feel like Alan's saying... Yeah, go ahead.
Listen, man. We need to cut Harry off this call.
Why is Harry getting cut off?
What is that?
He's questioning you. He's showing you no respect.
You're right. You're so right.
Why is he? Why would he do that? Is he?
He's in cahoots with the elderly people. Are you in cahoots with the elderly people?
Hey, I. No comment.
Okay.
I can smell some. Actually, I think someone's cooking toast.
Oh no, not again. Okay, well,
delirious.
Alan, what are you cancelling today, Alan? Take it away.
Listen, mate, I think we need to cancel the Olympic Committee.
Okay. Okay.
Because look, the Olympics were postponed,
mm-hmm.
and George and I, you know, we've talked about how much we love triple jump many a time, and we were looking forward to that particular event. We won't get to see it till 2021. But the real issue here is not every event needed to be cancelled. They've cancelled the whole Olympics. There's one event that didn't have to be cancelled, and that's equestrian.
Right. Why does equestrian not horses, need to be cancelled?
Horses can't catch the virus.
Oh, you're so...
So just let the horses do the Olympics. And it'll be, you know, and in fact, put horses in all the different events and we can see who the fastest 100-meter horse is. It'll be good fun and it'll help us take our mind off this terrible virus, I think.
Right, so
do you still have to shoot a horse if they fuck up?
I feel like that's still a thing.
Do you have to shoot a horse? What are you talking about, Harry?
Like in the Melbourne Cup, like in those races and shit, when they fall, they just shoot them in the head, right? Is that across all faith sports?
Yeah, they do that in front of all the crowd. They just shoot them in the head.
They do that in skiing as well.
Yeah,
just people that fall over when they ski. They just put a tent around them and offload on them with a shotgun.
If a snowboarder doesn't make a good jump, they just shoot them.
Mid-air. Like, it's like a mid-air snipe.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, man. Okay, well, yeah, I think that's definitely... they definitely... Okay. So, what are you cancelling today? Yeah. What are you cancelling today, Howie?
All right. The thing I'm cancelling, I'm going to cancel... I don't know if you guys heard of this. It's called Korean Fan Death.
Oh, yeah, I know it. Yeah.
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know, Korean Fan Death is the widely held belief in Korea that, like, if you sleep with an electric fan on in a closed room with, like, no windows in it, you'll fucking die.
Okay.
That's how... And I didn't even know about this as, like... something that was widespread. I thought it was like my own family, like I just had a thing with fans.
Oh, so your family had it for sure.
Yeah. But I read up on it. Like, they passed legislation and shit. Like, they thought it was such an issue that people were sleeping with their fans on that they even started designing fans that had a timer on them.
So the government got involved in this as well. The government got involved as well then with this.
Yeah.
okay.
Look here. So, Korean, just on the wiki, it says the Korean Consumer Protection Board, a South Korean government funded public agency, issued a consumer safety alert in 2006, warning that asphyxiation from electric fans and air conditioners was among Korea's 5 most common summer accidents or injuries,
what?
According to their data.
That's not true, though, right? It's all bullshit.
Oh, it's absolutely not true. They have no evidence to back any of this up.
So where did it come from?
Well, so I was reading up on it. The first urban legend was that it was, like, perpetuated in the 70s because, like, it was a way for Koreans to stop using so much electricity.
Oh.
So it was, like, this old tale for everyone to be like, oh, no, you waste electricity. Well, actually, you'll die. You'll actually die if you keep it.
Okay.
But then I'm reading on this thing. It's like apparently it started in the 1920s, because like that's when like electric fans were being invented and spread out in the homes, and people were like, I guess because it's a new technology, people were freaking out,
spreading these
rumors. But what I want to know is why Korea? Like, why is it a fucking thing?
Well, I mean,
we have to deal with it.
Yeah, I don't know, to be honest. Sorry, a notification just came up and it made a noise on the record, so I'm sorry for everyone who's listening. But
I'm sorry to our fans.
To our fans? Oh my god, not fans. They kill people in Korea, don't they?
That's what I was trying to joke about.
Yeah, no, I could tell. Anyway, Harry, I think that's a great thing to cancel. So are you cancelling, to be clear, what specific aspect of this are you cancelling?
I'm just cancelling the whole concept of fan concept. Death together. Or as it's called in Korean, Sonpungi Samangseol. We need to fucking cancel that shit. They're probably just getting way more hot and sweaty now as well while they sleep. It's just fucking stupid.
Dude, 100% we should cancel it. And I thank you for bringing that to our attention as well.
No worries, anytime.
Okay, that's great. Well, guys, before we wrap this up, do you have anything you want to plug, Harry?
I'm not doing stand-up comedy because of the trying times. I've started to draw comics again, like little stupid drawings and shit. So if anyone wants to follow that, my Instagram is harry.jun.harry and I'm only uploading on Instagram, but come watch, have some fun.
Yeah, sweet. 100%.
I've also got a I know it's a divisive topic, but a live stream comedy show happening on the 4th of April called Lounge Room Sessions. Okay. I'll plug that on my Instagram as well. But if anyone wants to check that out, yeah, it'll all be there.
Okay, awesome. Well, thanks for that. And thanks, everybody, for listening. Me and Alan and maybe a guest will be back next week. And, yeah, Howie, thanks for coming on the show.
No worries, guys. Stay safe.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Aaron.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.